is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You know, normally we'd be at 65, although the record high goes back to 1934. We were 91 degrees on this day. We won't be quite that warm, but we'll take 63. I know that for sure. And then tomorrow, about 82 and 72 on Sunday. By the way, yesterday, it did get up officially to 67. 454, a little bit windy out there. You may not have noticed it, but that wind won't be there today. Shouldn't be. Right now, WCCO temp with the sunshine is 41 degrees. Off to JP. He's next.
Another honor for WCCO's Dave Lee on his final day this morning. Governor Walz declaring this Dave Lee Day in Minnesota. Reading the official proclamation on the air earlier this morning.
One of the more enjoyable things I get to do is I get to honor remarkable Minnesotans with official proclamations out of my office. When people knew I was going to do this, they said, well, can you issue a proclamation keeping him broadcasting? And I did note that that would be far more popular than a mask mandate.
Earlier this week, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar made a similar gesture for Dave in Washington. It's 8:07. I'm Steve Simpson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
From the DuckDuckGo studio, privacy simplified, this is News Talk 830 WCCO. And streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is John Schrader from Cambria Mortgage. We are proud to have partnered with Dave Lee since the beginning of our business. Cambria Mortgage wants to thank you for everything you have done for us and our clients. And I wish you the best in retirement. Thanks for everything.
It's time for the Medicare Minute with me, Dave Lee, and my friends from UCare. Calling in today is Alicia.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Alicia, as I shift into Medicare, I'm confused by all the different parts. What are they, and do I need them all?
It depends. The main thing is to be sure you get the coverage you need.
So what do the parts cover?
Parts A and B provide coverage for hospital and medical services, Dave, but they won't cover all the care you might need.
Got it. But how do I fill the gaps?
That's where Parts C and D come in. Part C is Medicare Advantage. These plans include Part A and Part B benefits, along with extras like dental, vision, and hearing coverage. And many include Part D, prescription drug coverage.
So I can get all the parts I need in a Medicare Advantage plan?
That's right, Dave. And UCare has Medicare Advantage plans to fit every budget.
But how do I know which plan is right for me?
Our decomplicators are always here to help you find the plan that works for you.
Thanks, Alicia. To learn more or sign up for an online Medicare meeting, visit UCare.org/Medicare. UCare, people-powered health plans. This paid endorsement brought to you by UCare.
This is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bradshaw and Bryant bring you a look at the forecast. We're at 43 now in the Twin Cities, looking for 20 more today. And we'll take that with sunshine and light winds. And then tonight, 54. There's a slight risk of a thunder shower, Paul tells us tonight. He'll have more on that this afternoon, 3 to 6 here on WCCO. Saturday, high near 82. Sunday should be about 72. And there could be on Sunday, late afternoon, evening, thunder showers potentially. Monday will be about 63. Right now, WCCO, normally again, it'd be 65 this time of year. So we're kind of where we're supposed to be. And again, the shower, pretty pleasant. Temperature at 43. Sun's not going to set tonight till 8:17. Enjoy all this daylight. Who's going to be now? Jimmy, our morning producer, has decided this week he won't tell me who any of the guests are. So I just kind of have to open this segment up and go, good morning, mystery guest. How are you?
It's one of your local congressmen, Dave, Dean Phillips.
Congressman Phillips, good morning. How are you?
I'm actually really happy this morning, Dave, because I was going to introduce legislation in Washington to limit broadcasting terms to 33 years. So I'm actually very happy for you that you were able to slide in just under the number. We're going to miss you, my friend.
Well, I'm glad I'll escape the term limits. That would have been really a tough deal for me.
Yeah. Well, now you're probably going to run for Congress.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I'll just keep sending you emails and notes as to what I think should happen. I'm sure you'd appreciate that. Well, that's really kind of you to call, Dean. And congrats to you on everything, too, over the past few years.
Well, thanks, Dave. Dave, you're an institution, and you are the voice so many of us wake up to every single morning. And we will miss that, but grateful to you, a whole state, and what you've done for this community, what you'll continue to do for it, and don't underestimate the impact you've had on so many of us for so many years. And we love you. That's what I call to say. We love you.
Well, I always enjoy seeing you. You know that. And the accessibility that you give us here at WCCO, just to let us know what's going on, that trying to be as transparent as we can for listeners so they know exactly what's going on. And we appreciate every time you take our phone call, not just on this show, Dean, as you know, but the other shows as well. You're very conducive to our requests, and thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Dave. So the biggest question on everybody's mind is what's first on your honey-do list?
Oh, God. You know, everybody thought that was someone was making that up. I said, no, there's a list. She's got a list up there. And the very first thing I could tell you, as a matter of fact, I don't know how good you are with ladders, but the birds have decided to build a nest, and they've made a hole in the wood at the highest peak of the house. So I have to get a ladder. Mine doesn't go that high. And I have to get up there starting probably on Monday. So, you know, if you're not doing anything and at least have time to come over and hold the ladder, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, we can do a trade. I'll help you with the ladder. Maybe you can come to my place and help eradicate the mayfly hatch that just happened.
I'll have time to figure it out so I can do that. Congressman, thanks. Really great to have you on. Appreciate you doing that and all those kind words. Thank you very much.
Well, we're all blessed to have you in our lives, Dave, and can't wait to see you soon.
Congressman Dean Phillips here on WCCO. Hammer tells me we have a second mystery guest on the line. Good morning, second mystery guest. Good morning, mystery guest. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Hey, man, oh, man, get the ball and go, man.
Oh, man, you're up early this morning.
Well, I'm up early every morning listening to you. It's wasn't going to miss the last day, that's for darn sure, no matter how tired I was.
Well, Coach, you got a game tonight, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and we desperately need to win. Otherwise, I think I might be looking for a job myself.
Well, this is Coach Deacon Twenge, a Hall of Famer in several Hall of Fame, two that I know of, and maybe one more to come, or is it three? And maybe anyway, this December you go to another Hall of Fame.
This isn't about me, Dave. It's a great career. Unbelievable. The state loves you. And it was so great to hear the family on the, hear the family on the radio this morning. So,
well,
just an unbelievable end to a great career.
Well, Coach Twenge, for those that don't know it, has been my boyhood buddy since we were, I think, second grade, Deacon, wasn't it? Second grade?
Well,
and you got the name Deacon from, you were a huge fan of Deacon Jones of the L.A. Rams, and since you've been 8, 9 years old, I've called you Deacon.
Yeah, well, and vice versa. You're called Oscar because you loved Oscar Robertson, but, me getting involved in baseball started with Dave Lee and us just playing catch. I knew little or nothing about the game when I first came to Hatton, North Dakota. And Dave had a old catcher's mitt, and we'd pitch to each other. And, of course, he would throw more strikes than I did. But I think your career, Dave, really got off the ground when your mother, Darlene, gave you that cassette recorder. I don't know if it was Christmas or your birthday, but we would do tons of imaginary stories that you, of course, would write, and then we'd all have to say what was supposed to be done, and that was fantastic. Darlene was great.
I remember that tape recorder from the Holiday gas station store, for Pete's sake. I got to see if I still have that thing. Yeah, we'd sit in the garage and make up stories and play a lot of baseball, as you know, Dick, and do all those cool things. So, yeah.
And, of course, we say, Darlene, you can't say anything else, but also mention Robert. But both of them would be so proud of you. They were, and now they would be again.
Well, you were part of the family, as you know, certainly. You're that fourth brother. So,
yeah.
Hey, great to hear your voice. Listen, you take care of yourself. You've been battling a little bit of a health issue here, and I know that you're doing really well now, so I'm glad to hear that. But take care of that voice and that throat, and I know I'll see you soon because Deacon and I talk pretty much every day. And the beauty of these conversations is when we want to just kind of let it fly, and if we want to just we're both good listeners to each other. Doesn't mean we agree with each other at time, but we listen to each other, and that's real key to lifelong
appreciate
friendship.
I appreciate this. Thanks for letting me part of this day, and love you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Right back at you, Deacon. Thanks, man. WCCO, good luck in the game tonight, too, for the Skippers. WCCO time is 8:17.
This is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, Bath Center, Minnesota brings it to you today, and it's a dandy 63 today. Northeast winds 5 to 10 tonight, 54. Could be a late thundershower, and then Saturday, high near 82. Sunday, about 72. Right now, WCCO temperature here in the Twin Cities is 43 degrees.
Just like way back in the day, the road. And together we will fold. And to the misty.
Jimmy, for playing that this morning. Jim, I appreciate that. Appreciate all these years you and I have spent together, by the way, good neighbor. And you too, Hambone.
Dave, it's been a pleasure.
It has been fantastic, Dave Lee. I never thought after 18 years in the afternoons that I'd like waking up in the morning, but you made that alarm clock a lot easier to answer.
Funny how that works, huh, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the I was not a morning guy either when I came here, and so I was not used to, I was working afternoons, which was great, and Steve Cannon and I had kind of this little pact, and when I came here, we hit it off, as you know, Jim, and we'd go out for, you know, we'd go out once in a while and have some fun, and he was, and he said, when I'm done, Dave, why don't you think about maybe moving into this time slot, and I said, well, that'd be a lot of pressure, but I love those hours. Little did I know that we'd be getting up as early as we are. But I agree with you, Jim. Getting up at one time, I guess for me, was 2:45 in the morning was pretty regular most of these years I've worked. But you, Jim, you have to get up early, too. Now, a little later because we're all working from home all of a sudden, except for Hammer. But
not all of us.
The early hours were. That's an adjustment.
It is an adjustment. And what was cool about going to spring training is we'd be an hour ahead, so we'd kind of like trick our bodies and we get an extra hour of sleep because it was Eastern time there down at Fort Myers.
Yeah. We were so fired up. The problem we had, Jim, is we stayed out later because we thought we were getting up later, but we didn't balance it very well, if I remember right.
I will share one quick story for the listeners. They may not know this. Our first trip ever to spring training about, what, 6-7 years ago, Dave and I checked into the hotel. I checked in and got the room, and so we stayed in the room, and we're together in the room. Yeah. And we came back and said, yeah, I just, you know, I don't understand why you guys didn't give us two rooms. Well, we had two rooms, one for each of us. We didn't know that, so we stayed in the same room together, walking around, you know, listen to each other snore. It was fun.
I remember coming back at Tom Mooney, our talented CFO and a former outstanding hockey player who thinks he can still put the biscuit in the basket. But I came back to Tom and I said, you know, next year, Tom, seriously, can we have the budget so we can each have our own room for Pete's sake? He said, what are you talking about? You both had your own room. I said, what? Because you checked in. I never even knew that. Yeah, I forgot all about that story. And it's been fun. Hammer, what time do you have to get up nowadays?
My alarm now goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is much better than 1 o'clock in the morning, which was previously.
Yeah, it was. But for a while you were with us, and then you kind of did some other things here at the station, which was very cool, and then you came back to us. But people ask me about getting up in the morning, coming in here. And, you know, when we had the whole crew here, we had quite a few people that would come in and out of this morning show. I have to say, Craig, would you agree with me on this? That it was usually everybody was, for the most part, I have to say, in a pretty darn good mood.
Well, I think a lot of that goes with you because you bring this energy to the show that tends to keep me awake. Like, there are many mornings when I come in, I'm like far asleep because I have a game or something. I'm like, I'm going to get through the day. You come in the air, then from 5 to 9 or 6 to 9, just full of energy, ready to go. Wouldn't even crash till 10 a.m. when the show is done, so.
Yeah, you know, and you were good. You know, even when I tick you off sometimes, you were always very good.
We got over that pretty quickly. It never lets the past commercial break.
All right. Hey, is Jeff there, by the way?
I think he's calling in now.
Okay. Yeah, Governor Plenty was on, Jimmy, here a minute ago. And, of course, remember, he'd come in and we'd always kind of talk hockey. You played hockey. He loved hockey. I love hockey. Hammer loves hockey. And remember the time that he went behind Hammer and pulled his sweater over his head?
Yes, immortalized in a photograph that I still love, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I want to head over to a longtime friend, and he is the chairman of Federated Insurance, where he has been CEO and president for a long time, and now chairman of the board, Jeff Fetters. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Dave Lee. How are you?
Well, I'm thankful that I got to know Jeff Federer. My goodness, Federer has been a big part of my life and business lives all over, not only Minnesota, but the country, Jeff. And then this effort that you put into Big Brothers Big Sisters, and you let me kind of stand in your wide shadow on that, and have raised so much money for our Minnesota Big Brothers Big Sisters and the all-important youth mentoring. So I just appreciate this long-time relationship, which turned into a very, very wonderful friendship.
Well, thank you. The feeling is absolutely mutual. You and Julie are two of the dearest people Marty and I have in our lives, and we just appreciate you guys so much. And that's one of the things I wanted to say today. And your last day here, first of all, it's an honor to be on with you on your last day here with CCO. And I do want to thank you for leading the Federated Challenge that you mentioned for Big Brothers Big Sisters. The last 16 years you've been the MC, and you've kicked this program off every year, and it's been really, really successful, raising money for those kids who really need us. And but in your honor, I also wanted to tell you that Federated is going to be donating a grand total of $50,000 to the Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital in your honor, as I say. So that's just Dave Lee. I mean, the gutter bowls and the lawn bowling events and all those kinds of things. You've always done an amazing, amazing job of finding the right causes and doing such a wonderful job. We're glad to be a part of that as well.
Wow, that's I'm speechless. That's thank you, Jeff. That's phenomenal.
Well, in your career, you can't be speechless. You have to have words.
Well,
no, it's just our honor to do that in your honor. We're excited to do that. You know, Dave, just if I can just be serious, I know people have taken shots at you all day here and things like that, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, deservedly so.
I just want to say from Marty and I and from Federated Insurance, thank you. You've been a phenomenal gift to this city, to our state, and you've just been phenomenal friends. And you know, I think back over the years that we've been listening to you, the 20 years that Marty and I have been in this state. I mean, your voice has been, regardless of what's going on in the world, and there's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot going on in our state and our country, but every year your voice has been one of calm and of reason, and it's just been wonderful to be able to listen to you for these many years and keep us all centered and on balance. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for the leadership, Jeff, and thank you for coming on the air here. I appreciate that. I know you've got a lot of things cooking, but I know we'll keep that relationship going, because that's what happens. You start out kind of with a business relationship, and you become really, really close friends, and thank you for that. Please give Marty a big hug, and I will look forward to seeing you soon, and that money for the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital is totally unexpected, out of the blue, and can't thank you enough for that. That is really kind.
It's our pleasure. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we do look forward to seeing you very soon.
He is Jeff Fetters, the chairman of Federated Insurance here in WCC, along with his wife Marty, just great people, and lead the charge on that Big Brother, Big Sister effort every year. Last year, raised over $3 million in a virtual year, as a matter of fact. Well, we're going to head down to Steve. He has news next, and Steve doesn't mind when I go long here with Jeff, because Jeff's, like Steve, an Indiana product, and he was one of those Indiana basketball players growing up as well. So Steve has always a little bit of room for the Indianapolis, Indiana area. So there you go. Steve does have the news, though, and it's coming up next.
Dave Lee.
Palm Avenue Flat Fee Realty brings you the forecast. 63 today, 54 tonight, 82 tomorrow, Sunday 72. Really nice looking, but there might be a rain tonight. Could be a slight risk of a thundershower. Paul says he'll have more on that for you when he and Joe are with you at 3 this afternoon on CCO. Right now, temperature is 43.
It's 8:35. I'm Steve Simpson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some of those favorites today. Thank you, Hammer, for that. I appreciate that. Steve Simpson, good morning.
Good morning, Dave, on the last 25 minutes here. So congratulations and a job well done, sir.
Well, what a great set of circumstances that I got to not only meet you, but to have you here on the show. I was aware of you, obviously, before you came here, as you know, as the Stever.
Well, you and I shared, and in fact, he was on yesterday, our friend John Quick, who was the man who hired you here. And then after he left CCO, he came to Indianapolis and became my boss. at the station. Yeah. I had been at for a number of years, so I felt like I had known you over the years as well from the stories he told me about you. So when my circumstances changed in Indy and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next, he said, hey, you need to go to CCO. And, you know, CCO is one of those places when they call, you pick up the phone. You know, I wasn't sure, but you know, CCO was calling. And then I had an opportunity to meet you, and everything John said about you was absolutely right. And I said, man, this is great. So I'm just honored and humbled to have spent the last, you know, 6 or so years of your career here. And I'm just thankful that you and I were able to cross paths. You know, it's funny how those things work. Like I said, I felt like I knew you before I got here. And then you made me feel so at ease, and everybody had here. So that was almost 7 years ago, if you can believe it.
No, I can't. It goes so fast, which I think tells you how we all get along, by the way, in the studio for the most part. And people say, well, what's Steve like, or what's Hammer like, or Jimmy like? And I think we don't have to really say, because we're all buds.
Yep.
The unfortunate thing for you is, as Congressman Phillips pointed out about a half hour ago, he's going to introduce legislation for term limits on radio announcers. So I just missed that. And unfortunately, you've had to put up with me almost 7 years now. Otherwise, it would probably have been two and gone.
That's right. Well, again, it's just been so much fun to hear over the last several days, just hearing all the folks that have crossed your path and you have crossed theirs, and the great work you've done. I mean, again, I knew a lot about it, but it's amazing. And as I told you on one of the videos we did, I said 25 years of doing anything is amazing, let alone this particular shift. And I know you were here over 25 years, but it's just an amazing run. So, again, congratulations as someone who's just a radio fan and just a fan of good radio. And I'm just so proud and honored to have been part of it for the last few years.
Well, that's kind of you. I think I discussed with you when I was first toying with resigning, or, you know, stepping down or retiring, whatever it is, getting off the early mornings,
yes,
basically. And I said, I think I told you pretty early on, Steve, outside by the Ameriprise building,
yep,
one day, one cold morning.
Yep.
And I was going to just announce it on the final day that I was on, because I'm a tad uncomfortable with all this attention, as you know. And you, like several other people, told me that was, in no uncertain terms, kind of not really a great move. So it has really been a fun week.
I'm glad it turned out fun, because I didn't want to be that guy to say absolutely not. So I'm glad you've enjoyed it. We have, certainly. Yep. So I'm glad you have.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure working with you, that's for sure. Our WCCO time is 8:38. Maxie Sports coming up next. Don't miss the best way to stay and play at Madden's. Play all four courses for just $99, carts additional, with Madden's Play It All Pass for a limited time. Add-on lodging starting at $99 per bedroom per night in select accommodations. Madden's on Gull Lake features four courses and everything you would expect of an award-winning golf destination. Visit Madden's.com to book now. Madden's, come for the golf, stay for the rest.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
My friend Jerry Brocker just sent me a song here. Turn out the light, the party's over. Turn out the lights, which is an old Willie Nelson song, Max. You remember Don Meredith used to sing it on Monday Night Football when a team was out of the game. Yeah,
you ain't never turned out the light, Dave.
No.
What a great morning listening to your family. Governor Pawlenty summed it up so well. And of course, Paul Twenge, your boyhood buddy from Hatton, who, because of you, I've gotten to know out there at Minnetonka High School, is just a first-class guy. I love when I'm in the presence of you two and watching you two go back and forth with your banter. And I don't even know who you're talking about when you're referring to people from Hatton, but it's still funny because you kind of get it, man. It's like, yeah, I know people like that, and you listen to you two. And what a wonderful ride for him to be able to return to Minnesota and be with his buddy Dave Lee, too. That's been pretty cool.
Well, I've told you before, Max, one of the highlights of my mornings is when you and I chat, as you know. I don't know if I've met anybody as informed in sports that knows as many people as you do that has the connections. It's pretty impressive. So, you kidding me? I love this. In fact, I'm going to see if I can sign on for a regular segment on your sports to the Max show. You don't know that yet, but I've been working behind the scenes on it.
Anytime, but turn your mic off for a second, because I've never done this before and being on with you for all these years, but I actually wrote something last night because I wanted to make sure I got the highlights. Here goes. Okay. I remember when Dave Lee got to town. My family has always been big WCCO listeners, and my brother said, You're the new person on WCCO, Dave Lee. He's really good. I said I had heard him, and I was thinking the exact same thing. Dave Lee replaced two legends in Roger Erickson and Charlie Boone. I'll never forget Harvey McKay telling me, and I hadn't thought about this before, that was the most seamless transition from legends to future legend in Dave that he had ever seen in public life. Dave and I have worked together for almost 30 years, and I have loved every minute of my time with him. There are many days at 7:40 and 8:40, and this is important, that he asks me questions that he already knows the answers to, but he lets me shine. He's let countless guests shine on WCCO in the morning by allowing them to bring their own voice. That's part of the beauty of Dave Lee. He and I, for different reasons, share many of the same friends from different social circles. We've lost a few of them in the last year, and that hurts. They all shared a common thought. They loved and adored Dave Lee. He is the GOAT of Twin Cities broadcasting. He is the only person who can successfully host any time slot at any station in any format and capable of doing major league play-by-play for any team in the market, any sport. To be a part of his Minnesota hospital at the State Fair and share a stage with him, Sid Hartman, Mike Lynch, a career highlight because Dave made sure everyone had a role and he wrote all the scripts. I am, like many of you in the audience, sad today. The only consolation is I still get to hang out with Dave Lee. Calling him a great colleague is cool. Calling him a dear friend.
Thanks, Max.
Even better.
Appreciate those words. That's really kind, and it's been a great run between the two of us. And you're right, it won't stop. Really, what's happening here is I'm just now getting up at quite so early, going to sleep in a little bit, and I'll have to figure out things here from here on.
Oh, you'll figure things out. You'll figure things out with the grandkids and the lacrosse and all that you've got going on. You are the youngest person that I've ever seen that aged in this broadcast. You know, and the other thing is, Dave, you get to go out on the top of your game. You get to call your shots. You get to go out when you're still at your best and have been for so long. And, you know, to put in perspective, in Sid years, you'd have about 34 more years to go on broadcasting if you wanted to go that route.
Yeah, what does Rick Spielman said? He said, 32 years is good, but you're not even – you're only about halfway to where your buddy Sid was.
Yeah. Yeah, and he'd be looking down saying, Lee, you're crazy.
Yeah. Without question. Gosh, if you and I need an hour one night on your show just to tell Sid stories, fun stories. Okay, we got it.
Oh, we'll tell those for the rest of our lives because I've been thinking about so many of them as we go through this. And, you know, the great thing, Dave, honestly, though, is if I had never worked at WCCO, I'd listen to you every day. I mean, it had nothing to do with that. And to be a part of your life was awesome. But even without that, I'd have felt the same connection because I'd have got up and listened to Dave Lee every morning.
Max, you're way too kind. I'm certainly undeserving of all of this, but I sure appreciate it. And that's very kind of you to say that. Great to have you on every morning, twice a morning. And I know when you made that commitment, you had plenty going on at night. So, Mike, I will see you down the road, certainly. I'll be listening to you, watching you on Channel 4. But thanks for this friendship, man. Means the world.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you more than you know.
He's Mike Max, WCCO. You can catch him on Sports to the Max here on CCO every night at 6:30 and on Channel 4 television as well. Our WCCO time is 8:46, 14 before 9 o'clock. All right, Doc, thanks. Mikey was fun to have on this morning, per usual, as well. Longtime buddy and longtime morning show guy and longtime CCO guy with Steve O'Cannon for many, many years. Hey, I want to talk about another good friend, Wixon Jewelers. I've known Dan and Hope for a couple of decades minimum, and there aren't many retailers like them around anymore. But I can confidently tell you that team over there at Wixon's is going to provide you with service, going to provide you with expertise that you're not going to find anywhere else. So I would say if you haven't been to Wixon Jewelers, do yourself a favor. They're in Bloomington. If you're up on 35 right now and you see the 98th Street exit, they're just kind of right off of that. You can also go to the website at wixonjewelers.com. And the great people that I've met out there through the years, and Aaron and Amy and great John and Deborah and wonderful Linda and on. Boy, I can think of just everybody. I hate to name drop because then, of course, I leave some folks out, and I apologize for that. I just want you to know that staff, that's what happens to you when you go to Wixon's. You get to know these people because customer service there is a step above anything I've seen. It is pretty impressive the way Dan and Hope have that staff, and they are so good. without a doubt, get in there. See what they do. Look at their website, too, wicksandjewelers.com. They are really awesome people. I just treasure that relationship, too. Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Ames Construction is proud to have partnered with David Lee on countless community events. We will miss Dave's humor and distinct voice on WCCO, but look forward to his continued friendship for many years to come.
This is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, game day forecast for the Twins. Should be a fun night for baseball, too. No doubt about that. We'll look for a really good day. 63, 54 tonight. A chance of a thundershower really late, and that's a slight risk, by the way. Saturday, high near 82. Sunday, 72. Right now here in the Twin Cities, we have a temperature. Let me double check this. Of 43 degrees.
From the Rudy Luther Toyota Traffic Center.
Well, the maintenance work is just getting cleared out of the way for you. 694 northbound near 50th Street. Still some slowdowns, though, coming up from County Road 14. If you're going to be traveling north side of the Metro Highway 10 eastbound, free-flowing has moved down from Round Lake Boulevard to 35W. On the South Metro 494 eastbound, a little bit of congestion as you make way between 100 heading over to Penn Avenue. The DuckDuckGo route you can trust, well, that's going to be West 94. Still running pretty smooth as you come in from Manning Avenue into downtown St. Paul. Jerry Peterson from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Traffic Center.
WCCO comes to a close. What an intriguing three decades. In 1987, I came down to interview with the news director, Curtis Beckman, at the time. We talked about a job opportunity, but that one wasn't to be. And then in 1989, the program director, John Quick, he asked me if I was still interested. And my wife said, well, you better talk to him. You don't want to say 30 years from now, I wonder what would have happened. I accepted the job, and shortly thereafter, the general manager at the time was a guy named Steve Goldstein. He told me I was off probation, and they wanted to sign me to a two-year contract. Yep, I was on a two-month probation, just in case they hated me. But I was okay with that, because I told Steve that if I didn't like him, I was going to do the same thing. So the day I signed my contract, I had my eight-month-old daughter, Rachel, with me. Everybody in the office offered to watch her while the employment deals got done. And when I looked down the hall after finishing, she was on the floor playing with Ray Christensen, who was also on the floor, by the way. That was pretty cool. To the listeners, some of you every day, some of you when the weather turns or when the news takes over the headlines, for those of you who have listened with your parents and have been sharing that nostalgia, which I really appreciate, because I know as a teenager, WCCO wasn't the hippest frequency to be on, and you would never tell your friends that you listened. But now, thank you for relaying all of the stories. I've gotten a lot of them. That you listen with your mom and your dad growing up and appreciate sharing those cherished memories. That's awesome. The show was hopefully about Minnesota and what people needed to know, not about the host. And it's humbling to be a part of your day for the last 28 or 29 years just here on the morning show alone, and about 32 overall if my math is good, and it never was. Not even sure, but it doesn't matter, because WCCO has always been about this community, and I hope that's what we did. So here I go, on to sleeping past those crazy early hours and a new adventure with Julie, my wife of 42 years now, with Rachel and Andy and Mike, my kids, and now five grandkids. So thank you for all the notes and the texts and even the old-fashioned letters. My father The rural mail carrier would thank you for those, by the way. Thank you, WCCO, for calling me and letting me get past the two-month probationary period. I did it. God bless you, and I hope you keep tuning in every morning.
Long may you run. Wrong heart shining in the sun.